in the city.
This is the best tea in the city.
On the street.
On the edge. Hi, 959.
It is a good morning to you. I'm in the studio, but not necessarily in the studio, but I'm in the same area. You know what I mean? So I'm at our neighbors, the cousins to Liberty, as you know it. On Tuesday, we were invited by Liberty to be in Cape Town as part of their UCT Institute of Research. And, of course, you know, Liberty and Standard Bank family. So they're like, "I come to the head office in Rosebank." And we have the advertising industry and those who really want to know and understand what BMC is all about. BMC being the black middle class. It's a longitudinal study that the Institute in UCT has done in collaboration with Liberty to simply understand, unpack, and also reveal the layers of who the black middle class is, because it's always been a question mark. All right. So I'll keep you updated on the goings-ons here. I'll also be talking to a practitioner from Ogilvy about it, and Neo, she'll be coming in on the show today. What a powerhouse she is. You'll understand when I talk to her. But for you and I, let's have this conversation, because it's one of the biggest question marks when you read the report. And what I like about this thing, sometimes when we listen on the radio and they're talking about it, it's like, it affects you. It affects our lifestyle, it affects our choices, because they are talking about us. And the research sometimes has a way of hitting even the 80 percentile, 80% being spot on. We have a huge question mark regarding retirement as the black middle class. And we can start that conversation now by asking a simple question. Can you afford to retire, as in to stop working? I know you are 30 now. 40? 50? Chances the 50th will say, "No, I can't." So can you afford to retire? Retirement. Retirement. I can bet you right now, you don't even think about it. You don't even want to think about it. Because that's the reality of the black middle class. That's where we are. Yeah. It is a daunting thing to think about. One, we cannot afford to stop working. We can't. I mean, the first question is, have you saved enough not to be a burden to others? Most importantly, have you saved enough for any eventuality should it happen with your kids in particular, your immediate? Or there's no such a thing as a retirement. It's actually taking what you have saved / your pension to start doing what you always wanted to do. Be it to start a business or to follow a passion. But even with starting a business, or in fact, even with following a passion, there must be a way of making money there. Regardless whether you're 60 or 65. And unfortunately, those are the conversations you need to, or at least thoughts you need to start entertaining now in your 30s. You're lucky if you've started talking about them earlier on in your 20s to prepare for that. I know insurance companies make us talk about this, to face it somehow, excuse me. Have you saved enough for you to retire with the same amount of money that you're earning now in 30 years' time? This is how much you need to start putting into your life savings. What? And then it starts. But soon you realize, hey, it just may not be enough. # can you afford to retire? Send me that voice note. What does retirement look like to you? Is 60 too young to sit at home and do nothing? I mean, we've seen how retired people age quickly just after they've stopped working, right? We've also seen how little pension money is. And the last thing we want to do is also be a burden, Tina, on others, because we didn't like it. We also felt overloaded by taking care of others when we started working. And hence the question, when it comes to retirement, you can't help but say, wait a minute, can I afford to? looking at how it's just my immediate and the extended family that I still need to take care of. Retirement. Something that we... It's an uncomfortable subject. It's daunting. Because you think about, wait a minute, I've got this money, it's called pension. Maybe I should use it to start a business or to start doing things that I always wanted to do. But that we know as well, it may just even end in tears. We've heard about how people have taken their hard savings and tried to multiply it with other means into the financial markets and then disappeared. Have you given retirement a thought? And if the answer is no, why? Because there is a reason why you haven't. And if you did give it a thought, also, what then after? Are you just going to sit? Or is this your way of starting something new? I'll give you an example. My idea of retirement is buying land back home, rurals that is, getting livestock, and living off the land. But if you look at it in the classical definition, therefore it means I'm a farmer, therefore self-employed. So I'm not retiring. I keep working. Keep working. Until something gives, right? And hopefully by that time my sons will be ready to take over. Which then speaks to generational wealth. Maybe they will be able to take it further and build it. And make something out of it. Hashtag, can you afford to retire? Before we go to a break, she's an amazing practitioner. I've heard her speak on stage in Cape Town, and I thought, listen, we got to have Neo come talk to us. She's part of Ogilvy, and you'll know more about her after this.
You're listening to the best tea in the city on Kaya 959.
Oh yes, the seller bought a rival. Real suit. Certainly can go. How do you mean let's celebrate that? You can speak closer to the mic.
Good morning, Neo.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, Mama Khel. Chief Strategic Officer, Ogilvy SA. Are you ready to retire?
No way. I have a lot more years before I retire. And but I do plan on living a vibrant life. And I don't plan on retiring. I just plan on having another portfolio in my life.
Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
It's something I'm planning on right now.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, just like what you said right now, I think we're supposed to live our life, you know, fulfilling our hopes and dreams.
Sure.
And the research indicates people are doing that. So yeah. What I'd like to do is look at, you know, certain gifts, talents, certain experiences that I haven't optimized as yet and put it into practice.
All right. But now you are a practitioner, and I'm sure sitting at Ogilvy, not only do you represent brands which come and say, please speak to, take our brand into the black middle class.
What? Wow, living in South Africa, operating in South Africa, there are so many societal tensions. But there's also, you know, your cultural tensions. Maybe if I look at them bit by bit, like let's look at the classic tension of aspiration, right?
That's right.
The black middle class, it's, you know, like the study indicates it's been at least 28 years.
Yeah.
Since the formal study was done. The formal study was not an indicator of the first time.
That's right.
There was a black middle class.
Yes.
There's been a black middle class, but the study recognized it 28 years ago. And the strangest thing is oftentimes brands insist that this middle class is aspirational and it wants to get goods that indicate aspiration.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not wrong, but that is a single story of looking at the black middle class. The black middle class has a different, you know, you could just say sectors and streams. It's not homogeneous at all.
Yep.
There are people who've been in the middle class for years, and perhaps maybe the way middle class was defined was not defined using the standard of what white middle class was in South Africa. But
yes.
I would even hazard a guess and say a lot of people who grew up in the homeland states were in middle class because they lived in areas where they had all the amenities, they had access to education, and education was prevalent then, and they were really focused about what they wanted to achieve. They wanted a better life for themselves, a better life for the next generation. So people like that, people who have been in middle class for over 10 years, referred to in the study as forerunners, want a little bit more. They're not looking for assets, you know, accumulation. They're looking to actually get generational wealth, to leave a legacy, to not be a burden to their kids. they're looking for more. They're looking to encourage others to, you know, transition into the middle class. Essentially, that's the one. It's aspiration. So it's not a blanket aspiration. You know, of course, if you understand aspiration to also mean a better quality of life, a better legacy, a different dream. You know, the dream that I want my kids to actually start trust funds. That excites me so much.
Okay.
When you hear consumers talking about, I want my kids to actually establish trust funds for their kids, it means they are thinking in a legacy mindset.
That's right.
Okay, so that's the first one. I think maybe another one could be a gender issue. Gender issue where
and that has its own tensions.
Exactly.
You know,
so societally people would think, okay, is it time for women to realize their potential? And oftentimes women, you know, they press onto the accelerator to realize their potential. But sometimes women also sadly hold themselves back for cultural reasons, for you know, the reasons of like, I don't want to be perceived as being more forward looking than my potential hubby to be.
You know,
they want to limit their sense. But I think what we're seeing in the new generation is that amazing, exciting energy to reach for their goals. But the tension exists because people live both at, you know, you could live in your career, but you still have a family perspective that you have to balance out. So that's the gender dynamic, that's the tension point
that
still operates. And it also operates in the working space. I mean, essentially, I'm talking a lot, right?
No, go ahead.
In the working
space. You've answered four of my questions already. I love it.
I think working space oftentimes, and speaking as a female, so nobody throw any rotten tomatoes at me. Sometimes women, you know, when women get an opportunity to, when we get an opportunity to accelerate to the next level, we often ask ourselves, am I good enough? A male counterpart.
Hence, imposter syndrome is such a big subject.
It's exactly. And whereas our male counterpart, they're thinking, I'm going to go for it.
I'm getting in there.
Even when he's 10% qualified you are 90%, you're like, I wish I could be 100%, then I'll take the job. No, they go for it. And I wish we could be bolder. I want to be bolder. I wish more of us could be bolder and more adventurous in that space.
That's right.
And I think the reason is, maybe potentially it's very, it's a very simple reason. People are always looking to say, is that woman good enough to be there? You know, so that's one of those challenges.
You also, maybe as a parting shot, you also spoke about in Cape Town about the tension of being the pioneer, the forerunner in your family, and how you pass that on to the next generation. Share that story just a bit.
You know, when you become a forerunner in that, you know, I'm from, like, you could say a second wave. What happens is that family members, you know, they always come to you. You know, you become the career guidance counselor for the family. And it's
you're
both
the trampoline.
You are the trampoline. Like, end of the year, watch, December, January, I will get family members and aunties. Remember, I told you that I come from a very huge tribe. You know, just my first cousin alone, it's about 30. You know, when my sister got married, we had 10 cousins ushering her into her wedding, you know, that ceremony. So you get cousins coming in, or cousins' kids coming in, asking you how to actually get a career in something non-traditional. And oftentimes they go, she's worked in advertising. She talks a lot. You talk a lot.
Therefore, you can be like Neo.
You can be like Neo, just like that.
I can't wait to hear you speak in there. But thank you so much for sharing some of the insights. But I think most importantly, it's important to embrace who we are, including the challenges. It's not a one-sided story. And I think the message coming out of here is that don't think you know the black middle class. Collaborate with it for you to understand it. Am I right?
It's always continually changing,
yeah.
morphing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Neo Mogheli. Mogheli, that is. All the best, and thank you so much for always shining that beacon in the advertising space, and of course, teaching, showing, and collaborating with others to understand what the nuances are.
Thank you so much.
Retirement, a very daunting subject, very hard to think about because you'd never really pause. You're always working. But at some point, you need to pause and say, wait a minute, can I afford to? How much do I need? If I were to retire today, how much do you need? Lunga, would you retire?
Hi, Mr. G. This is Lunga from East Rand. Mina, I cannot afford to retire. I'm in my late 30s and I've got two small children. I couldn't even survive 6 months. So retirement, I haven't even thought about that till today. So yeah, it's bad.
Leave a comment. What's up?
Somehow, some of the narrative in terms of the black middle class is changing. And I think like I even said with Neo earlier on, it's more about do not assume as a advertiser business and people who's trying to work or make money within the black middle class, don't assume, collaborate so that you know because it's ever evolving. However, something have remained stagnant in terms of retirement planning, for instance. The narrative is still we plan more for death than we do for retirement. Look at the number of funeral policies in one household. That will tell you, right? Hashtag, can you afford to retire? Smusis.
Brati, mina can tell you that procrastination is a pandemic, brati. Tinanda omnya masucho, logo still lazy. Well, say, vimali nyana, wana to say, right, come get something, then you tell yourself, what up. But if I manage to save this amount, I can do it again. So, eating is jablisa, I will recover. So, skatisya, brati, smelangati. You find out some dollar.
Hey girls, quick one. Can you afford to retire?
Not now, Uncle T. Not for me, not at the moment.
Yeah,
but have you thought about it long term?
Sure, I've not thought about that. I've actually got a wake-up call when I saw what you tweeted, that most of us think about more of the funeral policies and less of retirement, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's it.
So, Nosy?
Yeah, I'm with Juliet. Hey, no retirement. Can I afford to retire? Not at this very moment in time. Have I thought about it? Yes. And I thought about it before I came into the working world. I was like, no, I'm sure by the time I'm 35, I'll have enough saved up to retire. I'm not even close to anywhere near that age. I think maybe I'll be working till I'm dead. I think that's what's going to happen to me.
We think about retiring every day. You come to, you know, can I retire? But you cannot afford to retire.
Yeah.
I'd love to and retire. Then, yeah. And just be able to
how
do whatever.
How much? If I were to give you money today.
Yeah.
It says, boom, retire. And looking at your living standards right now, how much would that be? And then after leaving this job, what would you do?
I wouldn't ask for less than like maybe 5 mil.
Okay.
And after leaving this job, I'd probably like buy maybe 7 properties.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm thinking
to create income, right?
Yes.
With maybe 5 million.
Just chill.
7 properties.
They're not so expensive. Properties aren't expensive that much.
Oh, okay.
Actually, the property rates went down.
Well, it depends on the area, obviously. And it's the buyer's market right now.
Of course, yeah.
Nosy?
Yeah, I think for myself to retire retirement means I'm not coming back to work like ever again. I think I'd need more. I think at least about 20 mil. I think 20 million until if I'm expecting to live at least until 75, 80, I'm going to need money every year until then. So I think about 20 million. And then all I would do is pay off my outstanding debt. And then, then use the money to buy somewhere to stay, somewhere where it would be reasonable enough for me to sustain myself until the 80th year that I live.
To keep yourself busy, what would you do?
I want to say travel, but then that's going to cost money. And with 20 million,
you don't want to touch it.
I'll be back at work by the time I'm 40.
Yeah.
But definitely gardening. That's something I would love to do.
Passion. Yeah.
And I want to say teaching, but then that's money. That's earning. That's a job. So gardening, and maybe looking after like animals. I don't know. I wouldn't say farming, but something.
Yeah. Sports. What about sports? Playing sports, maybe.
Yeah, but that's still a job technically, because then you're an athlete.
No, not really.
Okay.
That's something you enjoy, really. Even if they, when they pay you, you feel like they're insulting you because you want to be free. You know. But good answers. I'm glad. I'm glad you're thinking about it already. By the way.
Thanks, Uncle T.
All right, we're sweeping this, and of course. We're continuing the conversation about can you afford to retire? Hey, can you afford to retire? One, yes, maybe open your own business. Unfortunately, getting funding for a business in the SA is hard. Add that to being black. You end up using your savings and most importantly your pension to fund it. And this is the only option for many instead of just sitting at home. Two, going back home to the rurals. While we love being in the city, we know there's no denying that going back home to develop and maybe start something, a new life, a new portfolio is a possibility, like farming. The last teaspoon of the three teaspoons on hashtag can you afford to retire? Not having enough to sustain your family will make you say, maybe retirement is not a thing for me. Rather than retire, I'll work till I die. All right? Because 9 to 5 only can afford me as an escape to start something new. Maybe that's you. I'll ask you again. Can you afford to retire?
Hey Tabo, okay, now I can afford to retire. Like yo, I'm hoping by the time I reach 50, Tabo, hole better. I'm in my 30s now. Yo, adiabowa, the retirement fund here, miracle. Cho, you take a checker. Yo, aginyane thatha. Yo, savings nyana tsa ka tsene ke na letsona bona. Di fedile. Price edijo, petrol. Cho.
You know, to us, retirement is a getaway to what we want. Maybe you are one of those people who will retire early so you can cash out on your retirement and open up a business that you've always wanted. Maybe for you, retirement is saving up enough so that after a certain number of years, you can relocate, all right, create something new. Like for me, I want to start farming. Maybe it's a reality for all of us that there's no such a thing as retirement. It's just an opportunity for us to do what we always wanted to do, own our time, own our freedom, enjoy it while we do it, to leave enough for the next generation. So retirement to us is a legacy project. What can I do to leave something for those behind me to sustain them so they don't start at the minus? Have you given thought to retirement? Can you be home and not work without being a burden to your kids? Can you afford to retire? Or you'll only rest when you're dead? Right? Sobering conversation this. Let's have it more and more. Hashtag can you afford to retire?
Take the last step. Call us now on 086-00-00-959.
Hi, Prati. Joburg. You know, I've got a very, very good plan. I'm 35 now. At the age of 40, 42, I'm ready to retire. I'm ready, more than ready to retire. Because I've got a very, very good plan. Right now, I'm working on the other side of another small business. I'll be fine even if I can retire in the next 2 months. But my plan is 42, 40.
Brati, I am in a situation of retirement. It's because of one reason. I am ready to retire, to give the space which I'm holding now, which I'm sitting in this space, for the younger generation. You know, we've got problem with unemployment issues, especially for the youth. But at the same token, I'm prepared to leave the space, giving the baton backwards. Then my skills and then the experience I'm having, I have to leave to the upcoming ones. And then retirement will be good for me. Thanks, Brati.
Good morning, Uncle T. Good morning, Car 959 listeners. Definitely not. Retirement, cannot afford to retire right now. I cannot. I don't have ZIT. Even the so-called RA would not take me anyway. So to answer your question, Malumeti, I do not think as a people, maybe bakhona here and there that can afford, but me nanje I can't. I don't even see myself retiring at 50. But yeah, it is the reality. I don't have nothing and I don't really think about it. It's one of those things, okay, it goes off once a month, month end, and that's it. Kunzima bakwethu, but it is the way it is.
Yeah, Uncle T, it's a nice topic that you have today. Well, in my situation, I'm running a little business, so you know, when you're starting a business, you don't have enough funds, and you know, situations come up. But my wife is a teacher, and she already has an RA account happening, and she's already saving for retirement. She had the conversation with her father. Her father motivated her to start an RA. So it's a good topic today. Thank you, Uncle T.
Hi, Uncle T. I will say I did not think about retirement. That is until I did a wealth management program in 2013. I realized that a lot of us black people, we lack financial literacy. And when we start working, retirement is a far thought in many of us. We will take care of black tax, we'll take care of our entitlement, we'll take care of everything except for retirement. And a lot of people make a mistake of thinking that retirement needs you to save a lot of money, but the little that you can save goes a long way. So I think that's the mistake that a lot of us do.
Rati, you know, I'm still wishing, not planning, I'm ready for retirement at the age of 55. It's another 12 years to go. And then this will depend on performance of the last born, the last kid that I have born. I came to the primary, imagine. So 12 years ago, I was like, I tlabe so loke brati ba na re khala gore here le retirement eng re tswe fela nje go have toasted bread le coffee go ntle kwa ke boye no homeworks nothing tse ke tla ke sebetsa ka tsona ke tswele garden I retire ko yona brati ke same shivalo wa them
morning abutiti morning ke Patrice from Kokomora gamo esh brati. With the current job that I'm working, I don't see myself retiring. I don't see myself retiring because even if I retire, the retirement money won't be able to take care of my kids and myself. I mean, like even you can see now, cost of living is getting very higher. I don't want to be a problem opening back. I have to ask for everything from my kids. No, I want to be an independent person. Give me my dollar and the independent. I get trained by Navag. I get trained by Kogolo. Do you understand that?
The best tea in the city, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.